In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as this content is intended for adult audiences only.
Q-Code presents A Burned Photo, created by Nicole Esposito.
Where did we leave off?
Felicia, wait, just
come on,
listen.
Come on, baby, let's go home.
Felicia, please.
We're done, Kira.
Why?
Because that thing just threatened my child, or did you miss that part?
And you think that running is gonna stop
it? I know staying here won't.
We need to fight, Felicia.
No, you just think you do. I need to protect Benjamin.
Where are you gonna go? You just saw it yourself. The thing can get to you anywhere, which means it can get to him anywhere.
Be careful what you say. Get out of the way, Kira.
No. Zoe told me to find you, and I'm not letting you go until I figure out why.
Right. Zoe came to you? Well, guess what? She came to me, too, when I was 14, and it sure didn't feel like she was on my side then.
What?
That's right.
No. No, that can't be. She must have meant something else, or was the monster pretending to be her. I don't know, okay? But I talked to the real Zoe.
How are you so sure?
Because I have her diary. I found it. In that same box with all my dad's research. She wrote every day until she disappeared. Until she was taken. Don't you want to know what happened? How the thing works?
I should have said no. I should have sent Kira home right then. But she was right. If I knew what happened to Zoe in her own words, I might have a better idea of what happened to Shane and how to stop it from happening to Benjamin. I should have known. It would all happen no matter what I did.
Zoe, you get back here right now!
No!
A D in pre-algebra? What is the matter with you? We talked about this. If you ever think that you are gonna
get- Mrs. Bryant's a fat, old, mean witch, and she doesn't like the girls. She especially hates me.
Maybe if you kept your eyes on the books instead of on every boy who walks by.
That's not true.
Isn't it?
I'm leaving.
And where are you gonna live, huh?
I'll go live in the shed.
Oh, yeah? You gonna take care of yourself out in that rusty bucket?
Well, at least I won't have to listen to you yell at me anymore.
Five! Go on, man! Save me some money on groceries. You'd better shape up, Zoe Claire Barrington! You hear me?
Who are you?
Sorry, I'll leave.
No. It's okay. You can stay. He just scared me, is all. I'm Zoe.
Hi, Zoe. I'm Robbie. Why are you crying?
Oh, I'm just...
My mom's always so mean to me. She complains about my grades at school, and it makes me feel stupid. And then she tells me I'm a flirt and I'll get a bad reputation, when it's not like any boy even talks to me at all. And my dad hogs the TV all the time, and my stupid brother Drew picks on me like I'm still 10 years old. And my best friend Rita and I just got into this huge fight. I'm sorry. You must not want to hear me complaining. That's really rude of me.
Of course I want to hear it. I'm sorry everyone's so mean to you. They have no right to be. You seem so nice. And you're very pretty.
I haven't seen you before. Did your family just move here or something?
My family's dead.
Oh my God. So you're just here all by yourself?
I had to run. Or the man who killed them was going to kill me. Is it okay if I stay here?
Of course. We'll stay here together.
I'd like that a lot. I'm really glad I met you, Zoe.
Me too.
Dear Diary, it's Zoe. Today is February 20th, 1980, and I'm putting a big star on the date. Because today, I fell in love. And my life will never be the same.
That's right, Benjamin. Doggy.
Didn't sleep much, huh?
Between worrying about a monster tormenting me and a 2-year-old with the energy of a marathon runner, no, I didn't.
Right. He's adorable. Must be hard by yourself. No, it was hard for my mom.
We're not alike, Kira. Stop comparing us. Sorry, I'm just tired. I don't really know anything other than doing this by myself. Isaiah died before Benjamin was born. Didn't even have the chance to tell him I was pregnant. I like to think he would have been a great dad. When we daydreamed about it, what our lives were gonna look like, he got this twinkle in his eyes. Like it was all he ever wanted.
I know the feeling. I'd give just about anything for family.
Speaking of family, should we get down to business? Where's the diary? Kira?
I don't technically have a hard copy of it.
You said you had it.
I do. I did. It's complicated.
It's a 13-year-old's diary. How complicated can it be?
Just let me explain, okay?
You got about 30 seconds before I call 911.
Kira, I saved it in the cloud.
You copied the whole thing down?
Well, after my dad's tape recorder went up in smoke, along with my apartment, I figured I couldn't be too careful.
How do I know this is real?
When you read it, you'll know it's too crazy to be made up.
Dear Diary, today I had my first kiss. The past few weeks with Robbie have been amazing. He's with me almost every day. I even got Rita to sign me in for homeroom some days so I can skip class and spend more time with him. He's so smart, and he makes me laugh, and he says nice things to me. He really is perfect.
Robbie? Are you here? Robbie?
Over here.
You always do that.
You just make this funny face when you're scared. It's cute. What's that?
I thought I'd make us a little picnic. I brought sandwiches and fruit. I even brought a little radio so we can listen while we eat. I wasn't sure if you had breakfast yet or not, so I brought donuts too. Powdered sugar kind. They're my favorite.
You've got a little on your face.
Where? Here?
No, here, let me. There's just a little sugar on your lips. Was that okay?
Yes. Again, please.
Wait, Zoe. There's something I have to tell you.
What is it? Robbie?
I'm not from here, Zoe.
I know that.
No, I'm not from another city or anything like that either. I'm from another universe.
Another what?
Another universe. One where we have magic. Real magic.
If you didn't want to be here, you shouldn't have kissed
me. That's not it at all, Zoe. I'm serious.
Is that what you do? You flirt with girls, you kiss them, and then you say crazy stuff so they don't get attached and you can just waltz away?
Zoe, listen.
Stop lying, Robbie. Hey, let go of
just
me.
Just watch. I'll prove it. Here, watch the picnic basket.
Robbie, just stop it.
I need to focus.
Holy shit. You weren't kidding. Can you teach me?
Of course. That's why I found you. I knew you were special. All right, come here.
Okay.
Yeah. Keep your hands tied.
We talked for hours. Robbie told me about his home, a place called Launos. Magic was real in Launos. He said a horrible wizard tried to kill all of the people like him and his family. He got nearly all of them, but with the last of her magic, Robbie's mother transported him here so that he'd be safe. Now he needs help finding other special people who are strong enough to go back with him and stop that evil wizard.
Where have you been all day? Hmm?
Nowhere. And then I got to my room, and I looked beside my bed, sitting on my desk. It was the picnic basket! The same one Robbie burned with all the food and everything. He brought it back! Life is perfect right now.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geo-engineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
This is crazy.
If a hot 14-year-old boy showed up in my backyard offering to kiss me and teach me magic, I wouldn't think twice. If I was 13, obviously. I'm not saying I would do that now.
No, it's crazy because this is exactly what happened to Shane.
Shane?
Shane Ibanez, my brother. Artie was the one who befriended him. My mother told me everything.
Shane Ibanez, 1986. The last missing child is your brother? Your name is Felicia Ibanez.
My mom changed her name after all that happened, and then I got married.
Oh, this all makes so much sense now. That's why Zoe had me find you. You're one of us.
One of who?
The descendants. Chamberlain, Harding, Woods, Barrington. These disappearances, the murders. They've all followed those family lines. Our family lines.
Well, I don't have a family. The only person I ever knew was my mom, and she's dead.
That's probably why the thing is so hell-bent on you and Benjamin. There's no one else in your bloodline. You could be the key to all of this. God, this is so exciting.
Excited? I've been terrorized my entire life. I'm not sure exciting is a word I'd use to describe it, Kira.
No, I know that, but Felicia, this is a good thing. We're going to put the pieces together. We're going to figure out what the thing wants, why my dad killed my family because of it, and how to stop it. I can't wait to tell Maxine.
Who is Maxine?
The next part of the story.
After my place burned down, I was one step away from sleeping under a bridge when a coworker told me about this woman looking to rent a room in her house. Maxine was one of those woo-woo guidance counselors, all about feelings and energies and good vibes. When she retired, she supplemented her pension as a psychic.
Like a psychic psychic?
I was a skeptic, too.
I find that hard to believe.
Well, Maxine convinced me.
Mighty universal spirits, allow all the good to enter. Welcome to Madame Maxine's healing energies. How can I... Oh, hi, Kira. I thought you were a customer.
Why would you think that? Have you seen one lately?
Very funny. Shoes off. I'm smudging.
Rosewood.
White sage.
Hmm. I think I like the rosewood better.
Hmm. Paying customers can make complaints.
What about paying renters? I need to hire you.
Ah, you finally want a reading. Well, you're in luck. My 9 o'clock canceled. Please, come sit.
I don't need a reading exactly. I just need help with this.
Your diary? I'm a psychic, not a social worker, sweetheart.
It's not mine. It was my aunt's. She disappeared when she was 13. They never found her, but we assume she's... This is from her last year.
That's a very intimate piece of literature, then. Are you sure you should have it?
I think she meant for me to find it.
I see. Well, bring it here.
I just... Some weird stuff has happened since I got it, and...
And you want to know if it's haunted?
Basically, yeah. I was gonna send it to the guys up at Soldiers of the Supernatural, but I figured, hey, I had a medium right here in my own house.
I assure you, the paranormal is not a laughing matter, and neither is this book. Consider the angst and anguish that the average teenage girl pours into a diary. Now, consider the fact that your aunt was abducted and vanished without a trace, too.
So she is haunting it.
That's not how it works, Kira. The living are not powerless. We're extremely powerful. We provide the energy that powers objects like this. Whoa!
Oh! Did you just see that?
What did you do?
Me? I was over here, just shot out of your hands. She's trying to show us something.
Kira, don't touch it. Don't.
I just want to see. It's a phone number. Someone named Maria, but this... This isn't Zoe's handwriting. It's my dad's. I recognize it from the box he left behind.
What box? Oh my god!
Where's the fire extinguisher? It's gone. It's all gone.
Kira, what did you bring into my house?
Dear Diary, I hate my family.
Zoe Claire, get back here right now.
Why? So you can tell me all the things you hate about me some more?
Oh, please. Stop being so dramatic.
You're the one being dramatic, Mom. I just asked to go outside.
So you can spend more time with that boyfriend of yours? I don't think so.
He has a name, you know.
Until I meet him and his parents, I don't care what his name is. I have no idea what you two do out there all day. You could be smoking dope.
Nah, she's too pissy all the time for dope. Probably coke or speed.
Oh, shut up, Drew. God, you're such an asshole.
Hey, language. I can barely hear the game over all this shouting.
Thanks for the support, honey. Did you even know your daughter cut class all last week?
You're all just jealous.
What the hell would we be jealous of you for, dork?
Because I'm special, and you're all boring, regular losers.
That's it. I'm tired of this attitude. You are not to see that boy anymore. Do you understand me?
Just try and stop me.
I'm serious. Get back here right now!
Oh! Holy shit, oh! Come on!
Zoe!
Are you okay?
Zoe!
I hate them all. They're leeches. I'm going to pretend they don't exist.
So, to summarize, you discovered a pattern of paranormal malevolence in which a child disappears, then their entire family dies in a fire of some kind. Then, that child reappears decades later, unaged and unchanged, to befriend a new child and begin the cycle anew?
Technically, my dad discovered it, but yes. But it's not the kids. At least, I don't think. My dad said he took a picture of Zoe and Robbie, and it wasn't Robbie in the picture. It was the monster. It was so terrifying, he lost his mind for a while. And then I saw Zoe, and with this diary, I don't know anymore.
Something has attached itself to you, Kira. You opened that diary, and you plugged yourself into it, and it shot a shining beacon into the ether. Maybe it was Zoe who saw it and followed you home?
Who else could it be?
Do you really want to find out?
Yes. The cabinet of Dr. Caligari. Always wondered what was in there.
The ritual isn't powered by sarcasm, Kira. You've got to be serious about this.
A Ouija board? How do I not be sarcastic?
The tool we use is not important.
I had one of these tools in my sorority house.
Put your fingers on the planchette like this. Now, breathe. Focus. Communication with other planes is about control, and you must be in control. Now I'm going to join you.
Can we turn the clock off or something? It's so distracting. Okay. Spooky.
Focus. Is there anyone in the room with us?
Maybe we need to focus more?
Shh. If there's anyone with us, please make your presence known.
It just moved. Was that you? Okay, it went to F. What the hell does that mean? F. E. L. Is it?
Felicia! Felicia! Felicia!
Zoe? Zoe, is that you?
Help me, Kira. You have to help me.
How? What do I do?
You need to find...
Zoe? Maxine?
Zoe is mine. She dances for me in the fire. They all do. And you will too soon enough.
You will burn. You all burn.
Oh my god! Maxine, are you alright? Maxine, wake up! Wake up! Is she okay?
She's stable. Not sure what happened, but she'll be okay. I'll be back to check on her with you.
Whatever cocktail you guys gave me...
Percocet.
My compliments to the chef.
Maxine, you hear that? You're gonna be fine. I'm sorry that I brought that diary to you. Never should've.
It's not me I'm worried about. Kira, the entity we contacted, that was not Zoe.
What are you talking about?
I see auras. It's the energy a person gives off. It can be positive, clean, bright, or it can be negative. Fear, anger, sadness, and it makes this hazy green cloud. I saw Zoe, and it was really her for a bit. But then that thing took over, and its aura was black, jet black. I've never seen anything like it. I wanted to know more, so I let it take me.
Where did you go?
Oh, I was in a cold gray room. I was surrounded by flames. And then I saw it. For a fraction of a second, I saw what we contacted.
What was it?
It was hate and vengeance and evil. You must stop, Kira.
I thought you said I was powerful. That I was in control.
And not against this.
I need to know what happened to my family. Why it happened.
Promise me.
I promise.
And that's why you had to find me?
Yes! Now you get it.
The one person you spoke to who seemed to have even a passing knowledge of what we're dealing with told you to stop and never look back, and you didn't.
I feel like you took the wrong lesson from the story, Felicia.
And not only did you not stop, you had to come here and involve me and my 2-year-old son.
Us finding each other was the only way we were gonna find what we're looking for.
You are looking for something. I'm looking for some goddamn peace.
Well, that's great for you, Felicia. I'm happy you can still find peace. Because me, I need to know what happened. I need to know how to stop it from happening again.
Kira, I am not discounting your tragedy, but the way you're thinking, it doesn't make sense. I mean, Maxine told you exactly what she saw.
Maxine told me she saw Zoe too. The real Zoe. Even if it was just for a little bit. That means the real Zoe has something to tell me.
We know it changes its appearance. How about Robbie at the diner? Everything that diary showed you, Zoe, that number, it could be a trap.
This was different.
Well, how do you know? How do you know any of this for sure?
Because it led me to you.
Find anything interesting?
Maxine, I thought you were still resting.
I'm feeling much better.
I'm sorry. I know you said to stop looking.
You're right. I did. So why are you snooping through my library?
Boredom?
Give me the book. The Liber Tenebris Angeli by Abaddon Lewis.
Oh, is that what that is? I thought I saw it on Amazon the other day.
You probably did. It's been mass-produced for the last few decades. Not sure why anyone decided it was safe to do that, though. It was translated from a 17th century spellbook originally written supposedly the same time as the Bible. According to legend, it outlines a ritualistic system to trap angels and demons. Now, what would you want with something like that?
I was just trying to understand the...
Don't. These rituals are not for amateurs. Lifelong practitioners won't even go near them.
I'm not some idiot with a blog, Maxine. I have a real valid reason for this.
Motive has nothing to do with it.
And how much do you charge for a tarot reading, huh? You don't seem to have a problem bullshitting everyone else for some extra pocket money.
My clients don't want real magic. They want cosmic justification for their shitty behavior. Someone to say, it wasn't your fault. It was written in the stars.
So instead of telling people the truth, you just tell them what they want to hear? You have real power, Maxine. You could help them.
Sometimes not knowing is better.
Well, that's not an option for me.
Oh, Kira. Several years ago, I was hired to read tarot at some corporate Christmas party. Towards the end of the night, a young man came to me, alone. He said he was quitting his job and starting a company with some of his friends, and he wanted to know if it was the right decision. I assumed he was just another yuppie. But when I drew his cards, his spread was the most ominous I had ever seen in my entire life. His future wasn't just bleak, it was non-existent. So I told him everything was going to be fine. He smiled, and he walked away, and I never saw him again. But I never forgot his name, Isaiah Cox. A few months ago, I thought about him and looked him up. He was killed in a hit-and-run outside a grocery store. His killer got away.
Well, you don't... What's your point?
If I had told him the truth, do you think it would have changed anything? Because I lied to him, Isaiah Cox and his wife Felicia had a few more peaceful years. They even had a baby. Do you think that child would be alive if he knew?
What did you say his wife's name was? Felicia!
Stop! Just stop it! She knew? She knew he was gonna die and she didn't say anything?
It wouldn't have changed anything, Felicia. I know it.
Yeah, well, now we'll never know. Is that how you knew that I was the right Felicia? You traced me through my dead husband?
I did tell you that I saw the obituary.
Get out of my house!
We can protect Benjamin!
We? There is no we. You are a stranger, Kira. Now get out of my house, please. I have to pack.
So what? You're just gonna run away? Keep running forever? That's some life you're gonna build for Benjamin. We are so close to finding the answer.
No, we're not. You only think you are. I hate them. They're all leeches. I'm gonna pretend they don't exist. That's what Zoe said about her family. Because that's what the thing made her believe. And it didn't put a spell on her. It manipulated her. Because that's what it does. And you're making yourself an easy mark.
I'm not a mark.
You want to believe Zoe can lead you to all the answers you're looking for. About your father, your family. And you want to believe it so bad you don't care if it's actually true or not. And if that's not a mark, I don't know what is. Just please... leave, Kira. Just go.
Fine.
What are you writing?
My phone number. For when you change your mind. I'm right, Felicia. You know I am.
G is for goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's good, Benjamin. That's good.
What do I do now, Zoe? What happened? Robbie, where'd you go?
Over here, love.
I missed you, Robbie.
I missed you, Angel. I thought you'd forgotten about me.
I could never forget you. It's just my stupid mom. She won't let me see you. She keeps me locked up inside.
I was afraid of that.
It's okay, though. I'll sneak out whenever I can. We can practice magic and be together. Robbie? What is it?
This world of yours, Zoe. It's no good. In my world, special girls are treated like princesses. And there's no one as special as you.
Oh, Robbie. That sounds amazing.
Well, I have a surprise for you. Close your eyes.
Okay. Robbie?
Okay. Open them.
Who are all of you?
Hi, Zoe. I'm Katie.
Hi.
And I'm Brian. What's happening?
It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance, Zoe. I'm Jillian, but you can call me Jill.
Oh, hello, Jill.
And I'm Marty. You're right, Robbie. She is pretty. Is she special as you say she is?
Even more special. Zoe, these are the other orphans from my world. My friends.
From your world. But how did you get them here? Does that mean you...
I found a way to get back. Zoe?
Well, I guess that means goodbye then.
What?
You can go home now. You don't have to stay stuck here with me.
Zoe, no, no, you've got it all wrong. I can't live without you. I want to stay with you forever.
I can't do that to you, Robbie. I can't make you stay here.
I know. You can come with me.
Really?
She can't come with us, Robbie.
Of course she can.
He's right, Robbie. You'll die.
Well, actually, there is a way.
How?
Robbie can put a spell on you to change your body so it could survive the trip.
It won't work, Robbie.
No, it will. I told you, she's special. She's magic.
You won't be able to come back here, Zoe, ever again.
I can never see my family again?
I can't ask you to do that, Zoe. I'll stay here with you. It's nothing like my world, but I'll do it for you.
I want to leave with you, Robbie.
Benjamin?
Mama!
Hi, baby.
H is for horse.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it is. Did you like the horsey, Benjamin? Huh? Yeah. All right, baby, come here. Let's see what other sounds we can make, huh?
B is for bumblebee.
Bzzz.
Oh, yeah, the bumblebees are gonna come for you. Bzzz, bzz, bzz. Benjamin, honey, what's wrong? Did I hurt you, baby? I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. Honey, you burnt your hand. Where did you... Ah! Benjamin, get back! Your toy's overheating or something.
D is for dead soon. You'll all be dead soon.
You can't hide, Felicia. We'll have our blood.
Stop it! Shut up!
We'll have our blood. We'll have our blood.
Stop it! No! No!
We'll have our blood and then they'll get in fire.
I made a mistake not believing Kira. In fact, I made plenty of mistakes along the way in this story. But this thing made a mistake too. It hurt my son.
The Burn photo stars Charmaine Bingwa as Felicia Cox, Catherine McNamara as Kira Barrington, Eliza Pryor as Zoe Barrington, Austin Kane as Robbie Harding, Bertilla Damas as Maxine, Luke Speakman as Artie Chamberlain, with additional performances by Danielle Hoopmer, Drew Bryant, Jen Wong, Connor McRaith, Milia May, Shaw Jones, Samantha Dudge, Porter Fasulo, Sloane Summers. Created by Nicole Esposito. Written by Nicole Esposito and Jeremy Novick. Directed by Jeremy Novick. Executive produced by Roy Lee, Angus McClune, Rob Herding, David Henning, Sandra Yi Ling, Michelle Zarati, Charmaine Bingwa, and Nicole Esposito. Co-executive producer, Jeremy Novick. Produced by Shinyin Hiyu. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Music editor, Brian Kesley. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Neely Oftering. Edited by Neely Oftering. Additional editor, Christoph Klasse. Sound design by The Audio Hive, Jose Varon and Jeffrey Kanick. Mixed by Lamps Lompagina. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchev. Casting directors Chelsea Block, Marisol Roncalli, and Mayank Batter at Atomic Honey. Casting director for guest roles, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley and Omar Barahona. Set teacher, Celeste Armstrong. Assistant engineering by Beatrice Neronia. Production coordinator, Brendan Weisner and Bailey Grayson. Production assistant, Nathan Yan and Alexa Goldstein. Post coordinator, Marlena Ma and Rachel Yanover. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Mara Schuster-Liefkowitz and Owen Painter. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. The Burn Photo is a Vertigo Entertainment and Q-Code production.
Are you a Marvel fan?
Matt, you know I am.
Jeff, I was asking the listener.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it seemed like a weird question because, you know, we've been doing a Marvel podcast together for 9 years now.
No, I was trying to grab the attention of all the Marvel fans out there for this ad.
Oh.
I thought it was weird, too. You should definitely warn us.
Good note, Ashley. Well, if you like Marvel movies and TV as much as we do, join us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast.
He did it again.
Whether you're in a relationship, single, or recently heartbroken, you could be navigating some tough stuff. And it really can be challenging to do this on your own. We all need help when it comes to our relationships, very specifically, our love lives. I'm Jillian, and each week on my podcast, Jillian on Love, I share skills on how to strengthen our relationships, how to build a stronger sense of self, and how to heal heartbreak and choose better partners. Learn how to start making change today and search for Jillian on Love wherever you're listening now.